Be'ez Hashem Yisboruch, we begin Perek Shisha Asa, the 16th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Eidus, Laws of Testimony in the Sefer Shevet Book of Judges. We were continuing the theme of the previous Perek, discussing regarding when there's a vested interest that invalidates the witness or the judge. Where in this Perek specifically, we discussed regarding when there's a vested interest for the one that it was stolen from or for the seller, and also regarding the invalidation of the judge. Rambam against Halacha Aleph regarding when there's a vested interest for the one that it was stolen from. So Reuven shegazel sada etal mishimon. Reuven stole a field or a garment from Shimon. Uva Yehuda v'ir al Reuven. Now Yehuda is contesting this sada or talis from Reuven. V'amini saying sada zu etal zu. Wait a second. This field or this cloak shalihi is mine. Now ain't Shimon yochel lahayd leReuven. Shimon cannot testify for Reuven. What did he testify? How could he testify for Reuven? Reuven stole from him. No. What he would testify for the benefit of Reuven would be she'ain zu hasada shal Yehuda. Well, that he could testify, that's really true. It's not Yehuda's, it's really his. He cannot testify that it's not Yehuda's field. Well, loizu atal shal Yehuda, and neither that this talis does not belong to Yehuda. Why? Shere Shimon writes, there's a vested interest over here. Shimon wants, lahamid sadazu, italazu biyad Reuven. He wants it to be maintained by Reuven, shugazalim, because he stole from him. And the reason why he wants it to stay by Reuven is kateshekzir, lemiyad agaslim, that he can get it back from the one who stole from him. What do you mean? If it's his, he can get it from whoever he wants to. No. Shari Efsh, it's possible. Shatiya Haro'oyah Shal Shimon. It could be that the proof that Shimon's going to have, Shemaitzi Bamiyad Reuven, that he's going to be able to take it from Reuven, because he could prove that he stole it from him. Ashtar Shin Yochalaitzi Bamiyad Yehuda. Maybe he won't be able to use that to get it out of Yehuda, because Yehuda doesn't have any proof that he stole from him. He would have to prove that it's his. So therefore, Shimon prefers that it's maintained by Reuven, to then he could prove with witnesses that it was stolen from him, and therefore he has a vested interest, and therefore he's disqualified to testify. If Reuven sold the stolen field, or bequeathed it to Levi, now Yehuda, this other person, is contesting this Levi who got it from Reuven. Ain't Shimon made Shemin Shal Yehuda? Shimon cannot testify for him that it's not Yehuda's. Again, Shemin Nachas Shruach Yeshla Litzim Yad Levi. Maybe it's more pleasant for him, it's easier for him to collect from this Levi than to collect from this Yehuda, and therefore again he has a vested interest, and therefore that would disqualify him. Halacha Beis. Macher, let's say this Reuven who stole from Shimon sold Hatalis Agzula, the stolen talis, he sells it to Levi. Uva Yehuda La'ar. Now Yehuda is coming to contest this talis to say that it's his. In Mace Reuven, if Reuven, the Ganav, the Gazan, died, then Shimon may allow She'ena Shal Yehuda. Then Shimon could testify for Levi that this does not belong to Yehuda. Why? In this case, this talis is never going back, although it might have been stolen from him, never going back to Shimon anyway. Why not? So therefore there's no vested interest, because Shekvar Kano Halekeyach, because Levi, the buyer, already acquired it with two variables. B'yiyush, the fact that Shimon, the one who was stolen from, already gave up hope, and Vishin Rishas had already changed domain from the Gazlan Reuven to Levi. Moreover, Ukvar Mes Reuven HaGazlan. Reuven the Gazlan also already died, and hence, if Ein Levi Miyitel Demeha, there's no one even for this Shimon to even collect the monetary value, because even if this Reuven the Gazlan left over monies of Metatlan, they don't have to pay for to the one who was stolen from, because the monetary value is only an obligation on the Gazlan, and the movable items don't have a lien to the creditors. So therefore, there's no vested interest over here for Shimon, so therefore he could testify. Avala Medayin Reuben Kain, but if the Gazlan Reuben is still alive, then ain't Shimon made Afala Talis. Then Shimon cannot testify even on a Talis, which is a movable item. Shehanohi Loi, because it is a benefit for him, Shalei Tamei B'Yad Yehuda, that it should not be by Yehuda. Why? So that he can bring a proof that Reuben stole it from him, Visham Demeh. And then Reuben can have to pay the monetary value. So if the talis was in the possession of the inheritors of Reuben, meaning Reuben the Gazan died and he left it for his sons, not that it was sold to someone else, then ain't Shimon may allow. Then Shimon cannot testify regarding it, that it does not belong to Yehuda who's contesting it. And the reason for that is because the end is Shim Tamid Biyad Yairish. If he's going to be able to prove that it's not Yehuda's and it's being maintained by the inheritors of Reuven, that would be lachzaloy, that it will have to be returned to him, because when it's by the Yairish, it's not the same as it is by Lekech, by a buyer. It's not considered Shinir Shus. And therefore, they don't acquire just with Yish itself. And therefore, there is a vested interest with his testimony, because he's intending that the talis will have to be returned to him from the Yairish. And Machin Grezov is anything like this. If there's a vested interest, he cannot. If there's not, then there's no problem. Lacha Gimel continues when there's a vested interest to the seller. Reuven shemacha sada l'Shimon shalei b'achrayus. Reuven sold the field to Shimon without insurance, no responsibility, whatever happens to the field, it's not his fault. Now Yehud is coming to test on Shimon, who has the field right now, to take it away from him, saying, hey, this belongs to me, not to this Reuben who sold it to you. Ain Reuben made Le'olahal. Reuben cannot testify to Shimon that it does not belong to Yehuda. Why? Although there's no responsibility here, so what's the vested interest? There's no fault on his own. Still, he wants it to be maintained by Shimon. So that this Reuven, the seller, was also a borrower before he sold this field to Shimon. And the field has a lien on it, where then the creditor of Reuven could come along and collect for the debt that he owes. Ah, what does he gain by that? Well, he has no money anyway. No, but like the pasuk says, he's not going to be loy b'dosha b'lei sham, a wicked borrower who doesn't pay up. So he's not going to have that problem because that creditor could collect from this field that he wants to be maintained so that his creditor could collect from it. And this that is causing a loss to the buyer, that doesn't bother him because he already said, I sold to you from the get-go without insurance and you're okay with that. So therefore, there is a vested interest and therefore he's not allowed to testify. Halacha dalet, Reuven shemacha paroi talsa Shimon. If Reuven sold a cow or jacket to Shimon, uvo Yehud la'ar, now Yehud is coming to contest, ulohitim yad Shimon is coming to take away the cow or the talis from Shimon, with a claim that he bought it from the Gazan. It really was mine. It's not this Reuven's. In this case, Reuven may le'olah. Reuven could testify for him to invalidate the witnesses of Yehuda, and therefore to maintain the chishal Shimon that it belongs to Shimon. Because Shafila am debiyad Shimon, because even if it's maintained in the possession of Shimon, ein bal chaybish al Reuven. What was the whole thing we said in the previous halacha? What do you mean? He might have some benefit that his creditor could go out and collect from what he's maintaining by the one who bought it from him. No. Ein bal chaybish al Reuven tarv benam a tatlin. The creditor of Reuven cannot collect from this, which is a movable item, which is a cow or a talis, because the general rule is a creditor cannot collect from a talis, only collect from the chasm shabodim, which is karka, which is real estate. And even if it was what's called apoitei koi, which is that he had designated for the creditor that, look, if I don't pay you, collect from this cow or from this talis, it doesn't make a difference. Once it's sold off, he's not going to have to collect from it. So therefore, there's no vested interest. But when do we say this? When Shimon agrees, Shimon the buyer agrees, Shazuha part of Talis him shall Reuben Hamaich Bavad. He knows definitively that yes, I know this was the cow or the talis of Reuben. I agree to that effect. But who you day should be MSH, he knows truthfully that it is his. This Yehud is contesting it, whatever. I don't know what he's talking, he's making up some story. But he's admitting that it's this Reuben's. Okay, so if that's the case, there's no vested interest, and then the Reuben can testify. But if Shimon doesn't know, he just bought from this random Reuben. He's not admitting then ain Reuben made La Abit Schos Yehuda. Then Reuben cannot testify to create a loss of the rights of Yehuda. Why? Because in this case, there would be a vested interest. Because since Shimon's not admitting, he doesn't know. I'm not saying for sure that this is Reuben's. I don't know, I bought from him. In this case, Shimon takes him into Shimon, because if it would ultimately be taken away from Shimon, let's say Yehuda brings witnesses and he could collect it, Yachzer Shimon v'yit badamim, because Shimon's going to subsequently come back to him and he's going to demand his money back. The Himmel is going to tell him, hey, wait a second, mechartuli davar shein shalcha, you told me something which is not yours. What if a witness came along and said that it was Yehuda's? And even though in this situation the seller doesn't owe him anything because he stipulated that there's no insurance, still there's a partiality that Reuven has over here because he doesn't want that he has to go through this whole court case and that Shimon's going to have to complaints to say he sold him something which wasn't his. In contrast to what we said before, if he admits that it says he's never going to do such a thing, so then there's no vested interest. But in this case, he didn't necessarily know it's Reuven, then there's a vested interest in Reuven. Now, but when do we say this? Shiyoid Reuven, that Reuven could testify in the prior case, La'abitzchus Yehuda, to cause a loss for the rights of Yehuda, the Yaman Amatal B'yad Shimon, and maintain these movable items in the possession of Shimon because he has no vested interest. That's Kishabo Eidim Ve'idu. That's only stipulating that witnesses came along and testified, Shehem Yehudim, that they know, Sheruven Zeh Lohoish Le'Karkamelim, he never had real estate at all. Only then is there only movable items. And again, like we said, then there's no vested interest. But if there's no witnesses to testify to that effect, then actually afal apara v'hatalas einamed. Then this Reuven cannot testify even for a movable item, which we said there's no benefit of creditors, even for a cow of a movable item like a talis, he cannot testify. Now, v'lama einamed alim, why could he not testify? What's the vested interest? Because if we don't have witnesses to verify that he never had real estate, maybe he had, and shema hikna oisim l'bal chayvim, maybe he actually acquired, he sold, we made a kinyan on this paro, on this talis, to his creditor. How? Agav karka, through real estate that he had once. Because v'kasav de'ikne, he wrote, that which I will acquire, meaning, yehiknu le'metatlan agav karka. that he already had made a kinyan on his movable items through property that he had, that he wrote to him. He says, all properties that I'm going to end up buying, whether real estate, whether movable items, there's a lien for you to collect from them. Then actually the creditor actually could collect even from Metatlin, which the borrower bought at a later point in time after that he borrowed, because any stipulation regarding monetary law is valid. So Shnimtze, in this case, would come out, then the creditor would collect Afapara Batalas, even movable items like a cow and a talis, if he had a karka, and that he could have done this kinyav agav. Oh, so then he cannot testify on them. Because now he wants it to be maintained by Shimon. So that his credit could come and collect. And therefore, unless we know definitively that he didn't have real estate, then we can't have him testify, because then there would be a vested interest. And anything similar like this would have these halachas that he would have a vested interest. And therefore, Dvarim Elu, these things, they're dependent on the intelligence of the judge, and the intense understanding that he has, that he should understand the primary source of these laws. And he should know one thing that causes another thing, and he should take a deep look at what's going on, because like we're saying, it could depend on the ramifications of what could have been to know if there's a vested interest or not. If he's going to find out that there is for this witness, there's some benefit with this testimony. Even in an incredible, distant way, but there is such a possibility, but then it's not testifying that the judge has to really take a deep look at that. Now, regarding the invalidation of being a judge, so therefore, just like he cannot testify regarding such a case where he has somewhat of a vested interest, because maybe that is a bias here for his testimony, then he wouldn't also be able to judge over such a case too. So to all other types of invalidations, just like invalidates regarding the witnesses, so to invalidates regarding being the judge. Now, therefore, since whatever invalidating by witnesses would invalidate the judge, so in Simchim b'Sanhedrin, you cannot give smicha ordained by the judges, shnayim hakreim zelzeh, two that are relatives, one to the other, because that's invalidation of a testimony, so too for judges. And that's Bemis Sanhedrin Ketana, the smallest Sanhedrin, that of 23 judges, Bemis Sanhedrin Gedolah, whether the 71 high court of the Sanhedrin. Now, Aval Elu Shemesivin Al Shiva, those that they add on to the number 7, La'abar Shana, to intercalate a year, to make it an Ibriya, which is to add on another Adar, an extra month in the year, Kamash Ba'anim Helchitz Kiddush Achitz, like we explain the laws, sanctification of the month in the 4th parak, Halacha Tes and Yud, Yerali says, Aram, that appears to me, Shem Hoyibem Kravim, if there were relatives in those 7, Imakach Klum, there's no problem, because that's only symbolic, and it's not really for that of adjudicating a case, and therefore that would not invalidate. Halacha Vav, Kol HaKashal Adin, now whoever is valid to judge, Kashal Hoyid, is valid to testify. But, V'yesh Kashal Hoyid, there are certain individuals that are valid to testify, but V'ein HaKashal Adin, but they're actually not qualified to judge. They are Ho'ayiv, the lover, Basayne, and the enemy, which they're valid to testify, but they're invalid to judge because the lover is not able to see the liability for that person, and the enemy is not able to really find some benefit. And that's different than testimony, which is just saying over facts. Here it requires that of logic. The hager and the convert, v'mshuchar, and that was a freed slave, v'chein azaka, and so to an elderly person, which up until now was only speaking about those that are disqualified for being a judge, even for regarding monetary cases. Now, from here on, we're going to talk about those that are disqualified only for regarding capital punishment, but they are actually valid for to be also judges for monetary cases. V'asaris and the eunuch, someone who cannot have children, v'mamzer, and someone illegitimate, from born from illegitimate union, v'sumba achas me'enav, is blind in one of his two eyes. Again, k'shem l'hoid, they're valid to testify, but v'ein k'shem l'odin din nefashas, these last ones are not valid to testify, to judge regarding capital punishment. Like we explained this in Hilchos Sanhedrin Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, what would disqualify these individuals particularly.